text him. I texted him.
Love Talk Radio.
Show is going on right now.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot.
Yeah.
Music even hotter than what you stash in the glove box.
Hello?
People like, you heard the New York rapper that Lush got? TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen.
What?
Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Ballstress. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it, homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Ray said getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio online is dominating.
Yeah, I can't because I'm live right now.
Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
404. 404-471. Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? On Lush Radio Online, man. We ain't playing no games. We live in the building. Y'all ain't know what it is, man. And we doing our 1-2, man. We going to have Mad Cash live in the building. Y'all already know what it is, man. And I want to thank our sponsors, OhanaShop.com, along with Strictly Bump One, and also Capital Customs. You know what I mean? So I told y'all, man, I was out and about, you know what I'm saying, in New York. You know what I'm saying, the past weekend. So I was out there at the jump off at Sev Black Situation in Queens at Mixtapes Online. The joint was off the hook. Everybody and their mother was over there, you know what I'm saying? So I was definitely in the building. So, you know what I'm saying, it was hot. You know, I was in the building doing my 1-2. True Son got it in. He did the premiere for the whole situation. It was hot. And we had the video. We had the video going on and everything. So, you know, we definitely had it popping. You know what I mean? Lush Radio Online, getting it in. We're going to play a couple of joints real quick for the people. And we're going to be back in a second on Lush Radio Online. Y'all already know what it is. We in the building. We're going to have Charlamagne in the building. And we're going to have Charlamagne in the building. And we also going to have the one and only Lady L, you know what I'm saying, live in the building on the show. It's not a game, man. We got it popping tonight, you know what I'm saying. Log in and stay in tune with us because we got a whole bunch of situations. I'm trying to make sure that, you know, the switchboard is acting right tonight, you know what I'm saying. But hold on for 1 second. We're going to go back to the switchboard and throw y'all some music real quick in a second, you know what I'm saying. Yo, why was in New York and BK, right, and why instead of the cruisers, you know what I'm saying, just rolling up on a nigga, why they sit there and they just walked up on me, man? Walked up on me like, yo, why you ain't had your seatbelt on? Like, why you pressing me out, son? Like, real talk. But we're going to go ahead and go to some music right here. You know what I'm saying? Bring you back by 8-Ball and MJ.
Oh, I know what they won't do. Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's about to be a problem. That's right. It's your boy Nitty. Yeah. I'm with my big bro 8-Ball, okay? And MJZ.
Wow.
It's that new shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey.
What it sound like?
Sound like money.
Like money.
What it look like?
Look like money.
Like money.
What it feel like?
Feel like money.
Like money.
What the real like?
Making that money.
Now tell the DJ bring it back.
Tell the DJ bring it back.
Tell the DJ bring it back.
Memphis in the air on that space shuttle, we got me way up there. I swear.
ain't rich, but I feel like a billionaire. Hustle till I die or fuck around and put it there. One licks, two licks, three licks, four. Keep hitting licks like I'm playing a guitar. What it sound like?
Sound
like money,
what it look like?
Look like money,
what it feel like?
Feel like money,
what the real life?
Making that money.
Tell the DJ bring it back.
Tell the DJ bring it back.
Tell the DJ bring it back.
I told you, man, we live in the building. Your girl, Leslie, Les, live in the building on Les Radio Online. We're going to have First Lady L, you know what I'm saying? She's definitely running her thing out there with Jersey Girls, you know what I'm saying, doing her 1-2. You know what I'm saying? Salute to her. She's doing her 1-2. Along with that, we also going to have the one and only Charlamagne live in the building. We're going to have the one and only Charlamagne live in the building. You know what I'm saying? The guy, y'all remember him, co-host, former co-host of Wendy Williams. Along also had his own radio jump off, man, and the mixtape guru, you know what I'm saying, repping the representing the Carolina area. He's doing his 1-2. So he's gonna be live in the building talking to us about the whole situation that went down, what he's doing now and everything like that. So call in at 347-826-7722. Like I said, man, I was up there at the Seth Black situation, mixtapes online, you know what I'm saying? Liaison did his premiere. Shusana Ali did his premiere for his video, Be the Best. The joint was high off the hook, off the presses. Lethal List was there, you know what I'm saying? Chocolate China Doll was there, you know what I'm saying? She appeared on the Straight Stunting joint, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It was a hot jump off, man. We was going in. So definitely, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building. And we're going to have First Lady L in the building. And we're going to have Charlamagne in the building. We ain't playing no games. Your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building. Let's go to the phone lines and see what's cracking. Caller from the 917, you're live in the building on Les Radio Online. What's up, fam?
What's up? It's Cookie in the building.
What's up, Miss Cookie? How you doing? Cookie NYC live in the building. It's my sister right here. What's good, sis?
I'm good. Hey, Charlamagne.
He ain't coming yet. He gonna be in on at 7. And he's gonna be on at 7.
Okay.
He's gonna be live in the building at 7 o'clock. Charlamagne's gonna be live in the building. This is my sister right here. She been holding me down hard body and everything. The one and only Miss Cookie NYC. She's going to be helping me co-host tonight because, you know what I'm saying, my voice is kind of like off, and you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of feeling under the weather tonight. For real. So we waiting for our lady, First Lady L, to be in the building, and then we're going to have the one and only Charlamagne that's going to be calling in on the show. And we're going to be talking about the whole situation like that, you know what I mean? Charlamagne has done his 1-2 in the game, man. Sis, you want to go ahead and let the people know that just don't know, you know, the whole situation, how hard in the paint your man Charlamagne has been doing his 1-2 and how long he's been doing it? Cookie.
Hey.
Cookie.
I'm here.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, I was saying just to let the people know, you know what I'm saying, let the people know, you know, how long, you know, Charlamagne, you know, to tell them, for the people that don't know, you know what I'm saying, who Charlamagne is, which they should know who he is, you know, just get them, you know what I'm saying, a quick synopsis real quick.
Well, basically, Charlamagne used to be on the radio, and he was interviewing a lot of different people, and he was a radio host for a radio station.
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know if you're breaking up or something. It sounded like you was breaking up just a few minutes ago. But she was basically letting y'all know that, you know what I'm saying, Charlamagne, you know what I'm saying, was, you know what I'm saying, co-host for Wendy Williams. Along with that, he also was doing his 1-2 in the game with doing the radio personality and doing the mixtapes. But, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be joining us live at 7, but we got the one and only, the First Lady, the one and only First Lady L. She's going to be calling in, repping, you know what I'm saying, she's the boss of all bosses, representing, doing her thing with Jersey Girls, and she's a promoter. She knows everybody in the game. So you can call in at 347-826-7722. Let's go to the phone lines and see what's cracking. Caller from the 201. You're live in the building. Is this First Lady L in the building with us?
It definitely is First Lady L, baby. What's going on?
What's up with you, mommy?
Everything's good, man. I'm blessed. I'm excited to be on the radio with you. You know how to call in and show love.
That's what it is, man. Let me show you some Lush Radio love, sis. I can't help it. I think the crowd loves
That's
you so
beautiful.
Much.
I feel special, man. I feel real special out there.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Before we get into it, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs, sis?
Well, shout-out to my whole crew. Shout-out to the Murder Mommies, man. We still rocking. It's 9 years in. We still moving and shaking and making noise out there. Shout-out to my brother, DJ Envy. He flipped the switch. He's on Pride 105.1 now. Weekdays, 2-6, so I'm proud of him. He got 15 billboards all over the tri-state. So, you know, the whole team, we moving. I'm excited about everything that's going on, man. We got the streets all locked. We got the clubs all locked, the strip clubs. We just working out here.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Y'all here right now, man. We got the boss of all bosses, the female Dundonna, man. Y'all seen male Dons, but she's the female Don right here. This girl runs it. You heard me? If y'all in Jersey, you better act like you know, baby. First Lady L is in the building.
I appreciate it, baby. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. I love to see women doing their damn thing, man. I'm proud of you, too. I heard you moving and shaking out there. I salute you.
That's what it is, my man. I respect you, man, for real. Everything you've been doing, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, hold it down, because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes us as women, you know, we catty, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got to work together, you know what I'm saying? Because if we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. And I definitely support you. And I know my sister, she's part of Street Queens, the movement, Emma E2K Magazine. She talks so highly about
man,
you.
That's
my sister,
big
man.
Sis. I love Emma. She's such a positive, motivational person in my life. She's people who always have my back. She's always there. So I definitely salute her. That's my big sis right there.
Yeah, that's my sister right there. I love that woman to death, man, for real. I smack a nigga for that girl.
man, I second that, so they got a problem.
For real, man. That's real talk, man. So First Lady L, man, just, you know what I'm saying, tell us, you know what I'm saying, first and foremost, how did you, you know what I'm saying, decide to just get into, when you first came, did you come into the game as a promoter, or you came in as let the people know how you decided, yo, this is what I'm going to do.
it's kind of like I just fell into it. I just started helping a lot of my female friends get bookings and, you know, shows because they had male managers that were cheating on my money and stuff like that. So I just started doing that. And then I started doing my own parties. I always did my own parties since college. So I just been doing the party thing for a long time. And it just so happens I got into the management side of things now. So my company consists of promotion, marketing, management, bookings. That's what we do over here. So, like, if you ever want to book anyone from your favorite DJs, porn stars, hosts, what radio personalities, I get them for cheap for you. I make sure, you know, we don't rape people over here on this side of things. We show love, and, you know, that's why I get a lot of respect in this industry. I've always stayed humble. I built bridges, and I never burnt them. Like, that was my number one thing. I stayed humble and I stayed working, and I get a lot of respect in the industry, and I'm thankful for it. It's definitely, like, it's crazy because now everybody's starting to realize everything that I knew 9 years ago. Like, we knew we were going to get to where we at now, but it just seems like finally we, you know, we're seeing the hard work paying off. Like, shout out to my brother DJ Envy. He's been with me from day one, and we just stuck by each other, and I'm thankful that everybody in my crew is moving. From my models to my DJs to everybody. It's like everybody's eating, everybody's moving. It's lovely.
That's real talk. That's real talk right there. And I got to salute my sister, NYC Cookie. She's definitely been going hard in the paint with all these interviews for these past week and stuff, man. She definitely, you know, helped with this situation also. So I got to salute her and shout her out. You know what I'm saying? But First Lady L, man, you know what I'm saying? Being in this game, in this industry, what do you feel are some of the challenges as us, you know, just being women, you know, dealing in this industry?
See, being a woman in the industry sucks because the men in the industry is used to the girls sleeping their way to the top or sleeping their way to get to what they want. And then a chick like me walks in and I'm breaking down doors. I'm not asking for the keys. I'm breaking the door off the hinges.
That's what I'm talking about.
Over here. Like, it hasn't been sweet all along. Like, we made it happen. Like, that's what I be telling people. Like, I'm self-made, and self-made means to me, I made this happen by myself. I never had nobody behind me. Like, L, here's $1,000. Start your company. I started this company with zero money. And now, like, to the level where I'm at now, driving around in a $100,000 Range Rover Sport, like, it's amazing to me what thoughts do. Like, thoughts become things. I tell people that all the time. You put in that hard work, you put in that dedication, you're going to reap the benefits of it. So,
and
that's why I'm always preaching to these girls. They don't have to sleep their way to the top. They can really make it happen. We can make it happen better than most of the dudes in the industry.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. And that's real talk. Why you, some of them be tight at us, sis. They be tight at us, man, because we, and let me tell y'all real talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a male bastard, but some of us grind harder than some of these men out here, man, and they be mad intimidated.
Exactly.
For real.
That's why I salute the porn stars. Girls running around talking shit about these porn stars. Man, they're getting paid to sell pussy. And that's the smartest shit. They ain't giving it away for free. They feeding their families. They're not on that bullshit. These girls giving away pussy for free and ain't getting nothing. They're getting hard dick and bubble gum. So that's why I fuck with the porn stars. Porn types are hustlers.
Oh, man. Yo, I love the First Lady L, man. She going in, right? Go get them, girl. Oh,
man. You gotta come to Jersey Girls on a Sunday to hang out with me, man, to get crazy.
I was just in Jersey the other day, and then I was in New York and stuff, and then I bounced. I was in Newark and stuff, and then I bounced.
You gotta come see me, though. You know I'm from Jersey City.
I know. I'm going to have to come check,
man. You gotta come with me and ride through the hood with me.
Definitely,
you gotta,
man.
You
I'm
gotta
definitely.
Send me the link for the interview, too, so I can post it on Twitter and Facebook, have everybody listen to it, make sure everybody logs on to your site and all that.
That's what it is, man. I'm definitely going to send it to you and stuff, man. And First Lady L, before we, you know, get more deep into it, go ahead and let everybody know everywhere, you know what I'm saying, all the different spots they need to, you know, check out to get in contact with you, you know what I'm saying, in regards to everything that you're doing.
Wednesday nights, me and DJ Envy are at the Crazy Horse in the Bronx. It's a strip club in the Bronx. It's crazy. Thursday night, we at Nardone's. It's a strip club in Elizabeth, New Jersey. It's crazy. And then Sunday night, we at Jersey Girls, which is, like, Jersey Girls is, I can't even explain it to you. By 11 o'clock on Sundays, Jersey Girls is back to capacity. So people be waiting outside online for hours to get into Jersey Girls on a Sunday. So, like, me and Emmy just blessed. We're working. Both of us stay real humble and focused. Shout to the Murder Mommies. They hold me down. I'm pushing my model, Rosla, right now. Sex Kid and Rosie. We about to have her everywhere. It's going to be crazy. And shout to all the Murder Mommy radio personalities and DJs all across the U.S. and the U.K. There's so many of them to name. Like, that's why I'm working on the Murder Mommy website, so people will be able to go on there and talk to all the girls personally. That's always been my dream, to unite women in hip-hop. And we're making it happen.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. That's real talk right there. You know what I'm saying?
I can't forget. Free my sister Remy Ma all day, man. Like, I want Remy to come home. She don't deserve what she's going through. They gave her 8 years. She got a 9-year-old son that she need to get home to. So everybody keep Remy in your prayers, man. We need to bring Remy home soon.
Real talk. That's real talk right there.
Rest in peace to my DJ K Swift.
That's definitely the DMV. We had her record label, actually, Unruly. They were on, like, a couple last week and stuff, and we was talking about that situation because she definitely went hard body in the game, man.
I will never forget the girls that helped me, man. Like, K Swift, as soon as she became a Murder Mommy, she went through, like, 4 people to find me. She found me. I put her down with the proof. She made me proud. Like, she was always representing Murder Mommies. She rep Murder Mommies more than I did at one point. So I'm always going to keep her legacy alive. Rest in peace to the Club Queen, K Swift. Won't be no other. Like, she was the hardest out. So shout out to K Swift.
That's real talk right there. We got a caller from a block number. Caller from a block number. You're live in the building with the one and only, the infamous First Lady L. What up?
Yo. What's
up? What's up? Ain't nothing much. What's up, fam?
Lush. What's cracking?
What's up, Renner CZ, my homeboy representing the one and only Bay Area over there in Cali. What up, fam?
Top of it like a skateboard. That's it.
That's what it is, fam. You got a question, fam, for First Lady L?
First Lady L. Actually, I just chimed in and I was checking her out. You know what I'm saying? But nah, it's love. You know what I mean?
What's good, baby? Nothing but love over here too.
Yeah. The Murder Mommies, huh? I heard the name before, too, you know? So
now you know who's behind the name.
Tyler.
You gotta make sure you follow me on Twitter, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try to get through there. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a big Twitter person, but...
Twitter is that next wave.
I only said that because I don't want you to think that I'm a fake. Say, yeah, I'm going to follow you for shout, and then don't come through.
definitely. I feel you on that.
If you're on that Facebook, you know what I'm saying?
I'm on Facebook, First Lady L, the number one, STLADYEL.
Oh, say that again.
It's the number one, STLADYEL, Lady L.
Okay. I got it.
Make sure you hit me up, send me a message, and I'll make sure I hit you back.
Oh, yeah, you know, I definitely will. I can tell you that for
sure. That's what's up. Thank you so much for the love.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. That's my boy Renacy right there. He's doing his thing. He actually helps me with producing some of the stuff, like the commercials and everything on the show with Digital Fantasy Media. And he's also an artist out in the West Coast area. So that's that West Coast love right there.
I love you, you know what I'm saying? Baby.
That's what it is, man. First Lady L, man. Being a promoter, you know, besides that, you do management and you do promotion and everything. Can you tell us some of the artists and some of the different people that you do manage or you have managed, and you know, some of the places you do promote? We know Jersey Girls and the other strip clubs, but can you let us know more for the other people that would like to know.
Right now, I'm only managing my new DJ, P-Double, that we put him out soon. You're going to hear a lot about P-Double from Jersey City. Shout out to Many Men Records. And I'm definitely pushing my model, which is my best friend, too, Rosalind, the Murder Mommy Sex Kit. And you're going to see her in the new Ron Browse video. So we moving with that. And as far as our events, like, I've had everybody, Jadakiss, Swiss Beats, Remy Ma, Fabulous, Max B, everybody you could think of really come through my spots. Me and Envy really got Jersey on lock as far as the party game. So we've just been working, throwing parties everywhere. It's been 9 years strong. So I salute everybody that comes out to support and show love. I show love back, and we definitely moving.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And, you know, the another thing that I'm asked, for people trying to get into the game or just, you know, becoming a promoter, what are some of the key things that a promoter should or should not do in the game?
Never burn bridges, and you definitely be a people's person. Show everybody love that shows love to you. Like, that's been my thing. Like, I stay humble and I work hard. People look at me and it looks easy. We work hard over here. Like, we play hard, we work hard. Like, that's my motto for my whole team. And it's really, like, people probably think it's a big-ass army behind us, and it's really only, like, 3 or 4 key people that really push for me. So shout-out to Ice, shout-out to Rozzy, shout-out to Envy. Like, my circle is nice and tight. We don't really too many people on the business side of things because, you know, people get comfortable. They feel like they could do things on their own once they get all your connects, and then they give you, you know, their ass to kiss.
Yeah.
So we keep it real family-oriented and tight over here.
And that's definitely the truth. That's definitely the truth. And that's real talk. We got Jersey in the building. We got another caller from the Jersey area. Caller from Jersey, 862. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, fam?
Yeah, fam. This is Future Guru 100. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to Ebony. And shout out to your whole Street Queens movement. And shout out to everybody supporting Lush Radio Online. How you doing, Lushy Lush?
What's up? This Future Guru right there, you know what I'm saying? One of my other co-hosts representing the Irvington, Jersey area, live in the building. What up, fam?
Right,
I just want to give a shout-out to Ebony because it's her birthday. You already know. And, you know, all the Pisces out there, what's good? Y'all know I get along with the Pisces really well, can't you tell? Holla at Lush. Holla at Ebony, man. It's really
we got First Lady L live in the building.
Oh,
you know,
I didn't even know that. I just logged on. I just caught the. How you doing, First Lady L? Pardon me. I ain't even doing it like that. How you doing, First Lady L? That's what's good. I'm Future Guru 100. I'm glad you're joining the show. Thanks for support, Lush Radio. I really called
anytime,
just to say, that this is a family here, and you know, I had to call in because It's Ebony's birthday. This ain't my night to be on. I'm just adding to the excitement, you know, because we got a co-host with a birthday. You already know. So what's good, y'all? What's good?
She's in the Jersey area and definitely holding it down on the promotional tip with DJ Envy, and she knows everybody in the game. You know what I'm saying? CEO of Murder Mommy's doing a 1-2. First Lady L. You got any questions for my dude?
Yeah, real quick. Maybe we missed each other, but I was at the event for Slick when he had at the All-Star Club in Elizabeth. I was at the one in January. So I'm looking forward. Yeah, I had a definite family during the last one, but I'm looking forward to the next one where we could definitely follow
you up. Yeah, we one in March, so definitely come out to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to DJ Envy and shout out to Slick Talk J on Twitter. And I got to definitely get some Twitter info on Miss Lady L, First Lady L, so we can go back and forth. Because Lush Radio supports all our guests, and we really trying to bring some exciting guests to this show. So we definitely consider you part of that club. This is what we do here.
Thank you
like,
so much,
baby. Yeah, we trying to make it happen. Lush is definitely on her grind with this guest, and we explore it. We trying to take it over so we know that everybody like that.
She got my full support. Anything y'all need on this side, I gotcha.
That's what it is.
Word.
That's what it is, man. We love you, Lady L.
I love y'all
DMP.
Too, baby.
Word.
That's what it is. We got some more callers on the line. You can call in at 347-826-7722 and talk to First Lady L, the woman that you should know in the industry. 619 live in the building. This is the birthday girl, Ebony. What's up, Ebony? How you doing? Happy birthday, pimpin'.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, First Lady L. I appreciate it. I just got so much birthday love on Twitter today and Facebook. Wow.
What's up, Ebony? Happy birthday to you, man, and many more, and a lot of blessings.
I want my song. I want my song. Come on.
Oh, I got to do your song. I'm a horse.
I know. It's all good.
Okay.
I'm going to do yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ebony. Happy birthday to you. On Lush Radio Online.
That's how we do birthdays around here.
That's what it is, man. Ebony, we got
on, y'all.
We got the first.
We got First Lady L on the line.
On the line.
Happy birthday, mama.
Thank you, baby.
And she you know what I'm saying, she holds it down with, you know what I'm saying, with the Murder Mommies. She's a promoter, manager. She goes hard in the paint. She got Jersey on lock. This is the lady that knows everybody in the industry. This lady kicks down doors. If you're not going to make a lane for her, she makes her own lane. That's why I love her so much. She does what she does, man. And you know we got something in common. We all love Emma. So, you know what I'm saying?
You know, that's all you got to say is Emma. You are already there.
For real, you know what I'm saying? So you got a question for First Lady L, sis?
I just want to ask you, you know, breaking into the industry, you know, as a female and dealing with all the artists, like, what was your, you know, what was, like, your hardest mountain that you had to climb?
The hardest mountain that I had to climb in the industry is the male haters. The dudes that's trying to do what I do, and instead of them coming at me correctly, like saying we can work together, they said he's trying to knock me down, not knowing that they're making themselves look bad, and that's the slower way to get in. People are not going to let you in by knocking down the people that's already built their own lane and is already moving out there. So, like, that's the only thing. Like, that haters stuff is the only thing that it took 9 years for me to realize the haters is not going to go nowhere. You just have to use them as motivation. Every day you got to use that as motivation to think like that's just going to make you work that much harder to where you want to be, where you want to go. So it's definitely the haters out there.
That's what's up. That's a real talk, definitely. So let the haters be your motivator.
Shout out to the haters, baby. Y'all motivate us every day.
For real, real talk. Definitely shout out to them because they hate on me hard body. But you know what? I love y'all. Y'all make me so excited. That means I'm doing something right.
Exactly.
For real, real talk, man. We got another caller in. Caller from the block number. You're live in the building with First Lady L, the woman of the night, baby. She is holding it down. The Jersey area doing a 1-2, man. Y'all already know what it is. Caller from the block number. You're live in the building with First Lady L on Lush Radio Online. What up? Caller from the block number? Hello? Hello? It's your 15 minutes of fame. Hello? I don't know what they're doing right now at the moment, but we live in the building on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to go ahead and let Google go ahead and ask another question and stuff since he's live on here. Google, you want to go ahead and ask another question, fam?
Yeah, Jersey in the building. Shout out to Irvington. Shout out to all my cats and Sky High ENT, Killer Sluty. But for the most part, First Lady L, we definitely thanking you. And some of the things that you mentioned about the obstacles, like cats in Jersey, like I kind of identify with that, being that like we from this area and we know we got great music.
Shout out to Jersey City.
We got great music here. Like New York got great music and a lot of things that's going on. So I can kind of relate to some of those same obstacles that you said is in the same way that cats that's not really on, when you go at the door and find out what's going on with cats on a higher level, like we might face those same obstacles no matter what position we in, like male or female. Like we're going to also deal, like we have to learn how to adapt and deal with those. Like they might not even be haters. They just might not even be ready to give you the time of the day. So
yeah.
We know that sometimes it's just basically that they don't even know who they talking to. Like, if I'm coming at them and they really not, if they rejected and I'm talking about this, that, and the third, and it's really official, like, who's to say that that person, you know, well, who makes up their mind? Like, people don't even know that sometimes they're not even dealing with, they could be a big-time person, but when somebody approaches them, they might be slapping the wrong person in the face or closing the door in the wrong person's face. That's basically
that's
what I'm
exactly
getting
exactly what I've always said. Like, I've always
right.
been nice from the intern to the CEO. I always said that because you never know. Tomorrow the intern might be the CEO.
Right.
So that's why I tell everybody, you got to stay humble. I don't ever walk around thinking I'm better than anybody else because my spot could get taken away tomorrow. And that's why I tell everybody, it's hard work and dedication that always takes you to the top. You let it speak for itself. You don't got to knock nobody else to get to the top. You work hard and they'll notice you. You knock down them doors and it'll happen.
That's real talk. That's real talk. You have a lot about that, man. First Lady L is a stand-up young lady, you know what I'm saying? And I love her to death. We've been watching her moves. She's been going hard in the paint, you know what I'm saying? And I salute female bosses, because this is what it's about, man. You know what I mean? And I would love to have you on Street Queens The Movement one day when you have free time, sis. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
We definitely got to make that happen.
You know, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and let Ebony go ahead and ask you another question since it is her birthday. Go ahead, Ebony.
Thank you for that wonderful welcome, Lush.
Happy birthday, girl.
I'm over here just blessing like the sun is out and, you know, I'm just beaming. But what I wanted to ask you is that it is very important that, you know, people understand that in the business, you know, when women are bosses, that it is a business and women do have to, you know, overcome a lot of adversity dealing with, you know, these men. Either hating or they're either trying to get with you. You know what I'm saying? So you're not being taken seriously. So I just wanted you to just let the listeners know that how do you handle when someone's trying to come, when you're trying to do business with someone and
they
you know,
to holler at me on another
and
level.
They're trying to holler at you on a whole other different level. Like, how do you put them basically in their places?
I've been in this game for so long that I'm kind of like immune to it. It's kind of like I can't even answer that because it's to the point already that men already know you got to come at me correct or don't come at me at all. So I don't even remember that far back how I used to deal with it. I know dudes always respected me and I always loved that. I'd rather the dude treat me like his sister and respect me for what I'm doing than for them trying to fuck me. So I've always, like, that's always been my number one rule. I don't really deal with any of the industry dudes. Like, I don't date them. Like, it's all business over here. And once you keep it like that, if you keep it all business with these dudes, they got no choice but to respect you.
That's real talk right
there.
That is.
That definitely is.
And the other thing, do you only manage models and DJs? Do you deal with artists also?
That's what I'm currently doing now. I'm moving over to the artists and the DJs, the models. Like, I'm gonna start managing. I'm launching my management company this year, so it's fresh off the ground. I've been doing it for a while, but I've never officially launched my management company. So that's like the next move for me.
Okay. So if artists did want to, like, you know, acquire your services as management, what's the process?
I've been doing a lot of consulting work for a lot of the independent artists. A lot of the independent artists reach out to me. They want to get on mixtapes or they want to have DJs host their mixtapes or get an ad or an article in Don Diva Magazine or in Straight Stunting Magazine. They holler at me, and I'll make it happen for them. So they could definitely reach out to me, bossladymm@gmail.com. Again, that's bossladymm@gmail.com. The email goes directly to my phone, so I'm always on there. They can reach me anytime.
That's what it is. And besides, you know, promoting and doing everything that you do, is there something that we don't know about First Lady L that most people might not know?
What they asking me? Let me ask my right hand man. Ice, they asking me, is there one thing about me that people might not know? I'm silly as hell, man. When it's not like we, like when we're alone, like just like my crew hanging out, I'm a comedian on the low. Like people don't understand, I have to be, yeah, I have to be, you know, I have to be strong in business when I'm handling my business. But when we in the behind the scenes thing, like I'm such a fun loving person. I have a crazy sense of humor, and I got a love for music. I like all types of music. It goes from anywhere from Britney Spears to Jeezy. That's my favorite rap. But so many different elements of First Lady L that people don't know about.
Where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, eventually, I'm gonna own my own franchise. That's where it's going, and I'm also gonna open up a strip club. That's what I want to do. My love is in the strip clubs. People talk a lot of shit about the strip clubs and knock them down, but I like going to the strip clubs. Music gets broken there every night. You know, you hear all these artists' music getting played in the strip clubs, and people start liking the record, and then boom, they take off. People don't realize the music starts in the strip clubs.
That's
if
real
the
tough.
Like it, people start fucking with it, and then it starts moving.
That's real tough. All I'm saying is my birthday is next month, and all I'm saying is can I get more dances? That's all I'm saying.
You're Claudia out there at Jersey Girls on a Sunday.
March 19th, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to come over to Jersey Girls real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Let's make
for
it
real.
I got that bottle waiting for you right now.
That's what it is, man. All right, my cousin, we coming straight down to Jersey Girls, man, for real. That week, Sunday, we live in the building, for real. That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my man from Jersey again. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my girl, NYC Cookie. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, for holding us down with this interview because, you know what I'm saying, she know I was under the weather, but she was going hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? For real. But go ahead, my dude, Future Guru. You're live in the building with First Lady L.
Yeah, First Lady L. I just follow First Lady L on Twitter. And
I'll follow you back when I get to the crib.
Okay. One thing we do here at Lush Radio is make sure that we let everybody know on Twitter that we realize who we are. We actually know who we are at Lush Radio. We are a platform for people like yourself that's showing that we already have a strong network and we bring in more and more people into the mix that's really official. You know, shout out to Kay Slay and shout out to Raheem Devon's people. Like it's the list is going on right now. That's how we doing it. We already can say the list goes on. So now we welcome you. So that's why we say
thank you so much, baby.
Yeah, it's deep. It's running a little deep because we got Microphone Bully like full support, and he calls in and supports. So what happens with Lush is we standing out here. We a team that's helping the whole progression. Like all of us know our positions. Like so that's why we appreciate you, and that's why when we go out
that's
on Twitter,
formula,
yeah,
baby.
We go out on Twitter, we make sure that it's like play simple, like that we support you. So that's what we bring into the show. But what I want to touch on is how things is popping in Jersey for you, and we know like I've been doing this for a while. My internet is the background. My background on internet goes back to 2001, and always been in with music and doing crates and stuff. So just hearing you talk from the last few questions Les asked, it's almost like you wanted it. You it seemed like you could have been in the crew with us carrying. We're not gonna make you carry all the crates, but you're gonna carry a few crates. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like you could be one of the crew. Like you really know what's going on. Like, and I didn't just start this thing. I've been DJing since the 80s, and then it went into drums. I played the drums before that, so I got this ear for music and what I hear.
I love it.
It's only a certain amount of music we tolerate. We only want the best. We playing the best. So that's why we welcome to say that we want to rock from exclusives, some people that you rocking with. You know, we got Gmail information to give to you. I want to make sure we get some email. You can shout out an email for the listeners you know, and a few, but for the most part, we'll do some exclusives, trying to bring it out to Lush Radio that we supporting you, like this music thing is.
Man,
what we're
I
doing.
Appreciate the love
yeah,
and support.
Word, real talk.
I salute y'all. Anything y'all need on this end, just let me know. It's definitely whenever y'all come. Well, you from Jersey? Whenever Lush comes to Jersey, she got it, baby. The red carpet's rolled out for her already.
That's what it is, man.
I'm coming through, dang it.
Oh, man, you can't leave the board here, girl. She got to come through.
Definitely gotta come through, man. We need to bring the whole Street Queens down there for real. I'm get them and everybody, and let's go down there and go party and stuff and have some fun. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
That's what it is, man.
Happen.
For real, you got any final thoughts for First Lady L and stuff? You know what I'm saying? And everything, because I know she's busy. I know she's running around and stuff. But once you got any final thoughts for her?
It's a rain ice storm out here in Jersey, man. It's looking crazy out there. And we're still moving around, me and my right hand man, Ice.
Yeah, they said it was going to rain and sleet or something on Tuesday. That's
yeah,
what
it's crazy outside right now.
That's what they said, man. Ebony, you got any final thoughts for First Lady L?
Yeah, my final thought is, you know, being a role model for the young ladies that's coming up, what type of advice would you, you know, basically give them? Who is breaking into the business or have been in the business for, you know, that's basically a new booty.
Honestly, Ebony, I would tell them to be original and don't let anybody stop your dreams. Like, if you have a dream of making something happen, don't let anybody else tell you you can't do it. Like, they're always going to tell you you can't do it. You got to break down those doors and make it happen. If they don't have a lane for you, make the lane for yourself. I'm a firm believer, and I'm living proof that thoughts become things with hard work and dedication. I always preach that to them girls, man, because I think they need more positivity in their life. They got a whole bunch of negativity. Girls, you know, have kids young and deal with baby fathers beating them and all sorts of stuff, and they think they can't get out of them situations. And I'm living proof you can get out and do whatever you want to do. Whatever you put your mind to, you can make happen.
That's what's up. And I'll be contacting you when I'm starting an organization for women who have been domestically violated.
Man,
so,
get me in there. I definitely always wanted to help with an organization like that. So you got my full support on that. You can reach me on my Gmail, bossslady, bossladymm@gmail.com, or you can hit me on Twitter, twitter.com/1, stladyel, First Lady L.
That's what it is.
You're going to get that tweet from Ebonesia.
All right, baby, tweet me, and I'm going to hit you right back. And let's make sure you put it on Twitter, the link for the radio show.
So yeah, I'm gonna put all that over there, the link for that, so everybody can go ahead and listen to it and stuff. We got this one last caller, caller for you and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And we wrap it up. Caller from the 850. You're live on Lush Radio Online with First Lady L. What up, fam? 850? 850. Okay, 850 is just listening. First Lady L, man, all I can say is that I'm proud and honored to have you on the show. I've been chasing you down for a minute.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I appreciate it. I know I've been running around crazy busy, but I had to make time for you. You always been showing me love, and, you know, you get the love back. Anything you need, holler at me. I'm one phone call away.
That's what it is, man. I got the number. I'm definitely going to call you, man. I love you. I appreciate you, man.
You too, baby. Shout out to my big sis, Emma.
For real, salute to Emma, man. Salute to Emma, NYC Cookie. You know what I'm saying? For definitely, you know, going hard in the paint, you know what I'm saying? And helping me out with getting this interview in. So I love y'all. I love you, and I wish everything in life you want to come to pass, sis. And you know what I'm saying? Mi casa, su casa. Y'all, you know what it is, man.
Don't stop. Keep moving. We got this.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. First Lady L, you already know what it is. All hail the queen. You already know what it is. The boss of all bosses, baby. Y'all already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. Y'all already know what it is, baby. First Lady L, we love you, man. I'm going to hit you up on the flip side, boo. That's what it is. First Lady L was live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? And in a few, we're going to have your man, Charlamagne. Y'all know Charlamagne. Charlamagne was Wendy Williams' co-host on her show on radio. And along with that, he was a radio personality. He had his own show. And, you know, the whole situation with the whole Beanie Sigel and Jay-Z situation, you know, he got, you know, dismissed from the show. But nobody really talked about it. So we're going to talk to him, talk about, you know, what happened with that situation. He's actually, you know, coming from the Carolina areas, you know, and how he went hard in the paint with the mixtape game and everything like that. And what is he doing right now? We're going to be talking more with Charlamagne, you know what I'm saying? He done interviewed the best of the best in the industry. So we're going to talk to him and see what's popping with your man Charlamagne the guy. Live in the building. All that's radio online, man. We ain't playing no games. We live in the building. And you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, Ebony, once again. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
It's your birthday.
Thank you.
It's your birthday.
My birthday and yours is next month.
Yeah, March 19th. Pisces in the building. Happy birthday, Ebony.
Pisces in the building.
Hell yeah.
So, let's.
Yeah, we was live in the building, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and see if, because I think that was Natalia. Natalia said that we couldn't. Natalia, are you there, Natalia?
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear. This is Natalia. This is our boobie right here live in the building. Natalia representing the Florida area. This girl go hard in the paint. Love it to death. A queen. She's live in the building. Hi, Natalia, we can hear you now.
Man, what's up, family? I had a call from the house phone.
I know. We know.
Hey, guys. Happy birthday, Benicia, mamita, my love. I hope you have a wonderful day. You're turning 25, ma.
Add 11 to that.
I know. She looked great, though. Fellas, you got to check out that Twitter picture, man. She looks great.
Well, she looked good. I'm talking about, for real, she looked like she's straight in her 20s, man. I ain't even going to tell her how old she is. She look good.
Yes, I thought she was in her 20s. Yeah, you know, just coming through to show my beautiful family some love. I saw you guys got Charlamagne on, so I saw the little tweet you sent out. So I love him. I had to show my support, too.
Oh, girl, stay on the line because we about to call. He about to call in a few seconds, sis.
You about to call in a few seconds.
So stay on the line with us and stuff. I'm gonna go to some quick music real quick, and we're gonna go and have Charlamagne live on the show in a few seconds. You know what I'm saying? We live on the line. I'm gonna go ahead and throw that True Son Ali Crazy Life. We just had First Lady L, so we're gonna be back in the line. We got our beautiful Natalia live in the building, along with Ebony, along with Future Guru, and we're gonna be back with Charlamagne on Lush Radio Online.
Life, right? Yeah, I know. Just glad you stayed. Watch this. When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Seem like it's meant to be. Stuck through all the struggling, troubles and the heartbreak. They said you can't have it and need it too. But it's my case. You probably wanna migrate, settle in another place. Nigga acting irate, said he need a little space. I know in your mind you like. I could punch him in his face. Me, erasing evidence, try not to leave a trace. Kinda caught up, but I'm sure that we can sort it out. Sure they got too close, guess I never thought it out. We got all this love here, wonder how it's switched around. After all this craziness, maybe we can settle down now.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. I can't imagine you gone.
No.
What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. So glad I didn't leave you alone. What in the world were we thinking?
If you left it up to me, we'd be on an island. Sunshine and clear water, anything to keep you smiling. Surely you deserved it. Pick you up on air now. Said I didn't appreciate you, they a damn lie. Higher than the friendly sky, in the clouds up above. Tell you come in, but for nothing, just to show me love. Hope that I'm the only dude that you ever thinking of. Cut the thought of you or somebody else that can really suck. Knowing you ain't easy, probably wouldn't give it up. Gotta pay like you wait, more than just a pretty drug. Ain't nobody ever put it down, they ain't good as us. Thought of you leaving me, this is serious, damn.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone.
rotation, gotta keep the dish playing. Dirty Harry, Dirty Love, part one and part two. Rockin' Jungle Brothers with that ass, I will house you. Stepping out the bathtub, let me get your house shoes. Feeling like a better road, get to something about you. When I just can't put my hand on it, like a beat, I'ma jam on it. Till the sunrise, make it a good morning. After breakfast, still tired, cause we yawning. Whisper, I love you, wiping happy tears falling from your face. You, I would never replace.
This is a crazy life that we live in. Still I can't imagine it though. What in the world were you thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is a crazy life that we live in.
Y'all know what it is, man. That was Chusun Ali right there, Crazy Life. You know what I'm saying? We had the premiere for the video, Be the Best in Queens. The joint went crazy. I'm putting the pictures on Facebook. It's going to be all over the place. You know what I'm saying? We had mad love. You know what I mean? You know, shout out to Capital Custom. They did the custom shirts and stuff, man. Y'all know what it is. We live in the building. Charlamagne, I just got off the phone with him. He in L.A. right now. He going to be calling the show in a quick second. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Once again, happy birthday to the one and only Ebony. All your lines are open, people. So, talk to me. Talk to me, people.
Yep.
We live in the building. Let me tell you what happened when I was in Brooklyn, right? Like, this is some crazy stuff, like. So, we parked. We coming back, you know, in the crib in BK late at night. So, we coming back. Well, actually, it was early in the morning. I think it was, like maybe, like, 6 or something in the morning. We come back. You know what I'm saying? We in BK in Brownsville. So, you know, we parked. But instead of the police officers, two police officers was in a cruiser. Then you got two on foot. They done pulled somebody over on the other side of the street. We parking. We already parked. I'm about to get out. The chick, she come up there and she knocks on. Instead of her cruising up on me, she's walking up on me. Like, who walks up on people, son? And bangs on the window and say, yo, why you don't got your seatbelt on? What you going to do, son? We parked. What are you doing? We're parked right now, huh? Like, you ain't had nothing else. You knew what you was about to do when you walked across the street. We parked right here, and you walking up on people and knocking on the door, scaring the mess out of me. It was crazy. But anyway, salute to all them police officers that be walking, son. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you get a cruiser? Holler at your girl. Get a cruiser, son.
Wow.
Next time. I see you.
Don't
but anyway.
Stop cruising on us.
Crazy, for real, man. Well, we live in the building. We want to have the one and only Charlamagne live in the building, man, a.k.a. the guy live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Radio personality doing this 1-2. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building. We're going to be talking to him. You know what I'm saying? Live on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go to the phone lines and see what's cracking. Caller from a block number. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's up, baby? Caller from a block number. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's up, fam? Is this the one and only Charlamagne live on the line? What's good, fam? Hello? Oh, that must be a block caller just listening. All right. Hello? Sound like they trying to grab the phone somehow or something. But anyway, man, salute to them cats that don't got cruises that be just walking up on people. Like, what cop just walks up on people, son? Like, why you don't got no cruisers, huh? Like, you knew what you was going to do. And then first and foremost, it was a chick, right? This is like black-on-black racism, like, son. Like, we parked, and you black, too, and you a female at that. Then you got a tongue ring in your mouth, and you a cop. Like, is that part of regulation? Like, real talk, like, what's really going on? You wanted to go to, and then, like, a couple of minutes later, she's stuffing her face at a little bodega and stuff. Like, why you ain't just go stuff your fat ass? Like, why did you have to come and bother me and walk up on me, son? Like, what you got to prove? For real. Take that time out. Huh?
I was at one last thing before dinner. At the house. One last
thing. Oh, man. Crazy, man.
One last thing.
Man. They reckless, man. For real. So tell me what's going on out there in the Florida area, Natalia. What's popping out there? Any events, anything popping out over there? What's the weather like? Italia, yeah, there?
In Italia. Come back, come back. Italia. Who we got? Ebony? Ebony, Italia?
Natalia be muting herself, huh?
She probably.
Ebony, you back in the line?
Princess.
What happened?
Ebony.
What's up?
What's up, man? I know you spoiling yourself on your birthday day, you know what I'm saying, getting your 1-2 on your born day. What's good with you, man? How you enjoying your B-Day, man? What's going on?
Oh, it's just lovely, you know, just waking up. God just, you know, made it possible for me to open my eyes today, so I can't ask for anything more, honestly. I'm going to be partying all week. Don't get that twisted, but, you know, I'm just blessed due to the fact that I made it to my birthday. I woke up on my birthday, and I'm just blessed with just, you know, doing that in itself. But what's
That's
going
real.
On this week? So I'm going to dinner and shopping today, later on this evening. Tomorrow is going to be girls' night. We're going to go party at Tio Leo's. Thursday, my sister, my Eastern Star sister, is supposed to be doing a 70s party. So we're going to be doing that on Thursday. Friday, I'm going to the 94 Aero Squadron. And Saturday, I'm going to rest. Sunday, I'm going to be at the Crazy Horse with my partner, Living, who's on Twitter, Living Good Manage. His artists, Sunny and Marley, are going to be performing. And I do believe Danielle and City are going to be performing at Crazy Horse. So we're going to be in West Covina on Sunday.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Callie in the building. Charlamagne is going to be in the building in a quick second, like I said. And, Natalia, you back with us, love?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're coming in loud and clear, baby.
I'm sorry, my love. Let's see, what I had going on. We had last weekend the TJ's DJ's hip-hop conference in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people came through Blood Raw, Bigger Rankin, who just got his new position with CTE.
Mm.
We had a lot of people come through out there. It was TJ's birthday. He had he got himself a Snuggie. You know, it was pretty, you know, pretty chill. And just, you know, helping out a lot with the conferences. And I don't got nothing much going on this week. Just know that I'm preparing for the Core DJs retreat we got in Orlando. So y'all interested, it's going to be from May 7th through the 10th. Register artists, DJs, everybody. It's going to be huge in Central Florida.
Definitely. I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to catch a flight and just stay at her house and just ride with her. I'm just going to
go ahead, mama.
Stay
Let's
with
do
it. Core DJs events are always huge, man. Definitely huge. Always doing they want to. For all y'all that don't know, March 19th is Lush's B-Day. This is my last 20. I'm going to be 29. Next year, I'm hitting the 30s, man. And JC said that the 30s are the new 20s. Hell no, you're 30 years old, dog. Wake up. For real.
Yeah, that is.
You're 30, dog.
30, really bad.
For real.
Hey, you should. If you're 30, you should not want to be 20. Real talk.
I don't, but I took it bad when I turned 30. I was like, oh, hell.
Did you?
Oh, I was okay, but let me explain real quick, and I'll change the subject. But, like, I was like, yo, I'm going to be chill. It's 30. But all the older women I talked to were like, oh, I took 30 worse than 40. And they were all like, I guess they little by little poisoned me. And, like, 3 months before my birthday, I started thinking, like, oh, my God, I should rethink this whole thinking thing. Because, you know, all the women were just like, man, I remember 30 was hard for me. And I'm just like, and, boy, I looked at my 5-year-old, my 10-year-old, I would start crying. I'd be waiting at the table taking an order. I would just start crying. I'm like, oh, hell.
Aww.
But now I'm okay now.
I'm
good now.
I think I'm a cry when I maybe I'll have that mindset when I turn 40.
How did you take 30?
I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude, I ain't even trying to think about 40 right now, son. Like I'm trying to cope. I'm trying to cope with this 30 next year and this last 20 right now, son. Like this is like real scary. This is like something triumphant for me. Like it's like walking on the moon for the first time, son. Like 29, son. Woo!
This 29 year is going to go by fast.
It is. You're going
to be like, I'm 30?
For real, son. Yo, but for real, though, shout out to all the cats that's like 30 and they still look good for their age. And shout out to all the people that's like 50 and 60. I know, I see some 50-year-olds, man, that look bad. You know what I'm saying? That look good for their age, man. For real. So shout out to all them cats. Whatever you drinking in your water, man, give me some of that, son. Because when I get that age, I want to look like that. Holla. For real. And that's everybody need to give me whatever they got in their jeans because everybody look good as hell.
Yeah, she do.
For real, she need to give me some of whatever she got. For real, because they jeans is serious.
I say no to drugs.
Oh, damn. Y'all are crazy.
she don't mean the natural grown herbage that was grown from the earth. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like that stuff that you get crazy of.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, Charlamagne's going to be calling
like,
in a few minutes.
You see 20-year-olds that look younger than, I mean, you see 20-year-olds that you're like, damn, you're 20 what? You're 23? You're 24? You know, and that's just that fast, that street life.
Oh.
You know, you just got to take care of yourself, really. Preserve yourself. Remember what you're putting into your body.
Exactly. And I'm PSA, stay out the tanning beds, people.
For real, man. Yo,
like,
you be mad roasted and stuff at the tanning bed, man.
I see
roasted.
Women, like Ebony's saying, that's 25, and I'm older than them. I ID them for drinks, and they're like 5-6 years younger than me. They look like they're in their late 30s. They have freckles all over their chest. Their skin looks better.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is not attractive.
Yeah, really.
Shout out to all the saggy titty looking females out there that's like young as I don't know what, and they titties are sagging, and they face like they somebody grandmother, son. Salute to them.
Don't bring no saggy titties over here.
No.
We don't want saggy titties.
What you say?
Yo,
what
salute
you
to them, man. Pick your breasts up, son. Pick your breasts up. Yo, we live on Lush Radio Live. We ain't playing no games. We live on here. Charlamagne going to be live in the building. It's Ebony's birthday. We wilding out. We have First Lady L in the building. Y'all already know what it is, man. Like I said, he's in L.A. doing his 1-2 and everything. And, you know how us as black people are. We on black people time.
His tweets. He was looking for a burger and he was complaining about different flavored ketchup. If you guys are not following him, you have got to follow Charlamagne. He is hilarious. Like he's him and Lil Duval say some crazy shit.
For real.
Oh yeah, he does. He definitely does.
Yeah.
Hi.
I mean, a lot of people compare him to K-Slade. Like, K-Slade is like, you know, he's straight with his stuff. But Charlamagne is like okay, when he says his stuff, he's like sarcastic, but it's funny, you know, at the same time. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, I mean, but what you guys, because I know you guys, you know what I'm saying, always, you know what I'm saying, look at what he tweets and on his shows and stuff. Tell us more about what y'all think about Charlamagne.
He has his, him and Lil Duval has a YouTube show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that shit was hilarious. Them acting like newscasters.
the union address.
On YouTube. And, you know, for those who don't know, that's C to the God, you know, on Twitter. So, yeah, he's hella funny. He's definitely hella funny. Him and Lil Duval, when they get together, they have me rolling on their YouTube specials.
But, you know, he says a lot, you know, even though he might joke around, he writes for Ozone, and he has a chin check on the Ozone magazines. And I always hit him up at, like, you know, during the holidays or a couple times a year and be like, you know, just checking up on you. But he says a lot of real things, like, you know, his little issue with Lil Wayne. I said that I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what? You're absolutely right. You asking about Lil Wayne.
We talking about the guy, the one and only guy. We talking about how he hilarious he is, and you know what I'm saying? definitely entertaining the people. We actually got the man live in the building, the one, the only, the world famous, the one and only they call Charlamagne, the God, radio personality, entertainer, the man with the plan. What up, my dude? You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the Gangsterling, man. Let me go ahead and show you some Lush Radio love.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Thank you.
We love you, man.
That's what it is, Charlamagne. You got two of the hottest ladies online. My girl, Natalia, a.k.a. Colombian Princess, live in the building, representing the Florida area. And my homegirl, the one and only Ebony, live in the building, representing the Cali area. What up, fam?
Well, that's what it is. Pete, what's up, Natalia? Natalia hits me up all the time. She checks on me all the time for no reason. All the time for no reason. I think she wants to have sex with me on the low, but I don't know.
Damn. Well, I will say you are sexy as hell.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're gonna have to handle that on the low.
No doubt.
Yo, what are you
talking about?
I'm actually in Cali right now. I'm in LA right now.
That's what it is.
How long are you gonna be out there for?
I'm gonna be here till Thursday. I'm out here with my man, Little Duval. You know the stuff we be doing online, the webisode,
mm-hmm.
the Hood State of the Union, and a lot of the sketches that we've been doing. They've been getting a lot of people's attention, man. So we're out here, you know, just taking a bunch of meetings. Like everybody wants to have meetings with us and, you know, put some things on the table. So that's what we've been doing in LA the past couple of days. We actually got out here last night. And we've been in and out of meetings all day long. We just got out of a meeting, going into another meeting. It's crazy out here in LA because they have meetings about the meeting that you're about to have. That's all we've been doing. Meetings about meetings and going into meetings in and out all day. And, you know, hopefully you'll be seeing our faces on a TV screen near you real soon.
Yeah, we
definitely
see that.
Talking about that.
Hell yeah. Like, you guys are, like, the best. Like, you guys are straight comedy. And they would be not in their right mind if they didn't book get y'all.
Well, you know, like I tell them, like me personally, I don't tell jokes. I tell the truth. You know, Little Duval, he's the comedian. I'm not a comedian, but we both have politically incorrect views and potentially dangerous rhetoric, and we're really just here to piss the world off.
Yo, I love this dude. He's off the hook, yeah, for real. Swear to God. Yo, for real. I got to salute my girl, NYC Cookie. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, for holding me down with this whole situation, man. And we definitely honored to have you on the show, for real, my dude, because, I mean, you've been going hard in the paint, man. You definitely kicked down doors, and, you know, definitely coming from the Carolina areas, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you think that, you know, from coming from the Carolina area, did you ever think that you would get to the level that you are right now at this moment? Did you think it would blow up like this?
Oh, I definitely did. I mean, truthfully, if I didn't think that way, then it wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when I started off doing radio back in 1998 as an intern at Z93 Jams in Charleston, like, I never wanted to do anything but be the best at that. Like, I never wanted to just be, you know, a regular radio personality or just be a guy who does a show every day. Like, I wanted to be like the Tom Joyners and the Doug Banks and the, you know, the Wendy Williams. Like, I wanted to be that super radio jock. So my mind was always on that. And it's like the law of attraction, you know what I'm saying? Anything that you believe long enough, you can achieve it. Anything you believe, you can achieve. So it's like I just kept holding on to that vision of being that super jock. And you know, I think I'm slowly becoming that. Because, you know, back in the days, like 10 years ago, you know, we was looking at the people I just named as that next generation. We was looking at them as the ones as the torchbearers of that whole radio game. So now it's like 10 years later, it's a new era, it's a new day and age. So you got people like myself, you got like, you know, Angela Yee, you know, you got the new faces of radio now that people are into. So, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of that.
That's real talk right there. Charlamagne, what actually, you know, motivated you and told you to say, yo, this is what I'm going to do. I'm about to kick the world right in their ass and let them know who the hell I am. What made you say this is what I'm going to do, fam?
Well, now I was kind of a badass, you know, coming up. So, you know, I was, you know, in and out of jail and, you know, just doing everything I wasn't supposed to be doing. So it was just a point in my life where I said, you know what, I'm going to do nothing but positive things. So I started getting like a bunch of jobs. Like I worked at Taco Bell. I worked at Demo in the mall. I worked at a telemarketing place. I worked at a warehouse. And like, I'm the type of person, when I see somebody doing something that I might want to do, I go up to that person and say, yo, how did you get in that position? And I used to know this dude who was doing radio. His name was Willie Will. So I remember I went up to him and I said, yo, you know, how did you get in the radio? And he was like, I went up to the radio station and got an internship. And I was like, it was just that easy. And he was like, yeah, just that easy. So I went up to the radio station and I got me an internship. And once I got that internship and I started, you know, being, you know how it is when you're around a radio station, you get that bug. You start saying, man, I think I can do this radio thing. Like I was, you know, I started off in the promotions department, like going to set up the tents and, you know, get the jock pizza and stuff like that. But then when I used to be listening to the jocks, I was like, man, I feel like I can do what they do better. So I started making it known that I wanted to get on the radio. Like, I want to be on the radio. I want to be on the radio. And they eventually put me on the radio, and the rest is soon to be history.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, how did you connect with the whole situation with Wendy Williams and stuff, you know, when you started dealing with her on the radio and stuff, man?
Well, you know, I had been doing radio in South Carolina for 5 years. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was in Charleston, South Carolina, doing radio. Then I was in Columbia, South Carolina. And when I got to Columbia, South Carolina, the company I was working for at the time was Inner City Broadcasting. And Inner City Broadcasting is the same company that owns WBLS in New York, where Wendy was working at.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to come on 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Wendy used to come on in the afternoons before me. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's why I always say thank God for the Internet, because, like, when I was doing a lot of interviews down south, like, you know, getting in different altercations with people and, you know, really telling the truth to different artists and things like that, like, I would just take those interviews and just blast them out on the Internet. So it's, like,
mm-hmm.
different websites used to grab them, like, the allhiphop.coms and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just they would just be online. And Wendy's team around her, like, you know, her producer at the time, you know, they started hearing my interviews, and they started telling Wendy, like, yo, you got to hear this guy. You got to hear this guy. You got to hear this guy. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, Wendy actually started hearing some of my interviews and talking about some of the situations on the radio. Like, she talked about when I got at Buffy the Body, and, you know, she talked about when I got at Memphis Bleak. And, like, when me and her husband formed a relationship, because I got a promotion company called Concrete
mm-hmm.
Guerrilla Promotion Marketing, and we throw parties and stuff. So to make a long story short, when Wendy put out her album, you know, I threw an album release party for her, and they came down, and we just kept it real G, you know what I'm saying? Smoking, drinking, and we developed a friendship. And then I actually went to New York for one of their parties, and Wendy was like, yo, why don't you come on my show tomorrow, and, you know, let's chop it up. And I'm like, hell yeah. So I went up there just thinking, you know, is this going to be, I'm going to go in there for a little, kind of like an interview, you know what I'm saying? She was just letting people know, yo, this is Charlamagne, this is the dude that y'all been hearing about, you know, getting at people down south, whatever, whatever. And I ended up standing there for like 20, 30 minutes. And little did I know, she was feeling it. And that night, I remember her husband was like, yo, you know Wendy's looking for a co-host. And I'm like, what? And she was like, yeah. And she wants it to be you. And what I was going to say, no. What I was going to say, no. Like, I was like, hell yeah. You know? And you know, a lot of dudes might not have took that position because, like, you know, when you, as a man, some men will be like, man, I don't want to be no co-host to no female. But I'm like, yo, that's not any female. That's just not any female. That's Wendy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? it was a no-brainer for me.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my ladies and stuff, my co-hosts and everything. Let them go ahead and get it in. I'm going to go ahead and let my girl Natalia go ahead and start it off. Natalia, you got some questions for Charlamagne, sis?
Yes, I do. What is the next?
I can't get naked. I can't get naked, Natalia. I can't. No, that's what you want to ask me. I know you want to ask me if I can get naked, but not right now. We do that later. All right.
You heard that, because of public. No, you have accomplished a lot, and, you know, I know you write and everything. What's one thing you feel like you need to accomplish next that, you know, is, you know, I know you've done TV and stuff, but what's something major that you want to do?
I mean, I just want to keep growing, man. Like, I just want the brand to keep growing. I want the brand to keep getting bigger because, like, you know, I'm not nowhere where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm on pace to be, you know, one of those dudes for real. But I just want to keep getting the brand bigger, man. Like, you know, I eventually want to put out a book. You know, like, I do a lot of writing, like, you know, for Ozone Magazine, and I write for XXL.com and Vibe.com. So I eventually want to put out a book, kind of like a self-help book for the hood. You know, just basically talking about the different experiences that I've been through, and some of my ideologies on life. But, you know, other than that, man, my main focus is just overall trying to be a good person, man. Like, you know, like that's the main thing. Like, everything we're talking about now to me is just secondary when it comes to just the science of life. And when it comes to the science of life, man, I just want to be a good person, put out good energy, treat people the way that I want to be treated. You know, I want to have good people around me. I want to keep my circle real tight, full of just good, positive energy. And that's all I really want to do. Really, just that's all I really want to do. I just want to be a good person. That's it. And I want to be a good person in the eyes of God. That's what I want to do.
That's real talk right there, man.
I like that, no doubt.
Ebony, you got a question for Charlamagne?
Hi, Charlamagne. This is Ebenezia.
Peace, Ebony. How are you?
And Tommy, happy birthday. Today's my birthday.
Happy born day, Ebony. Happy born day. May God
Thank
bless you.
You
with many more.
Thank you. My question to you is, how did you and Little Duval hook up in order to build this concept of what you're doing first, your skits and stuff on the YouTube?
I mean, me and Duval, we always had a mutual respect for each other because, like, you know, I used to always see the stuff that Duval would do online, like the sketches and stuff. And, you know, he would see some of the stuff that I would do online. And I remember one time I had did these sketches for the Ozone Awards. And I remember he hit me up. This was when MySpace was popping. He hit me up on MySpace like, yo, this shit was funny. Yo, I rock with that. And I'm like, no doubt. You know, I rock with what you do, too. So it was just like, you know, we exchanged numbers and we used to always dialogue here and there. And, like, you know, a lot of times in this game, people will be like, man, we need to get together and do something. We need to get together and do something. But it would never happen. So I remember I got a homeboy named Scenario. You know, he's the guy that directs the Hood State of the Union. And he had an idea for me to do like a Bill Maher type show, which was like, you know, like the whole concept of me sitting at the news desk, whatever. And I was like, yeah, but you know, I need somebody to play off. So of course, immediately my mind started a Little Duval. So I hit Duval up like, yo, you know, once you come to New York, let's shoot these Hood State of the Union. And see what happens. And he came to New York, and we sat down, and we just did it. And, I mean, we did it. It got a good response. We did some more. Got even better response. We did some more, and it got even greater response. So we kept it going. Like, you know, when you got a chemistry with a person, when you and a person have built a brand organically, you got to keep rolling with it, man.
That's right. Y'all do have it.
They're asking me about you now. Huh?
Definitely.
What?
You sitting right there with Lil Duval too?
You said what?
I said y'all sitting right there together, huh?
Oh no, I'm outside. He's actually in the lobby. Like I said, we just got out of a meeting and we about to go back into another meeting in like 5 minutes.
So oh, okay.
He's actually sitting in the lobby, so I'm sitting. I came outside to talk to y'all.
Oh, okay. That's
now
what
he was peeking his head out the door, telling me to stop lying just now.
Yo, we got this one caller from the 347 live in the building, because I know you got to run into another meeting. Caller from the 347, you're live in the building with Charlamagne Guy. What up?
What up, what up, what up? It's TDI. What up, Lush?
What up, TDI? Representing the Bronx area. What up, my dude? You're live with Charlamagne live in the building. What up, fam?
Peace to Charlamagne to God, man. Yeah, man. I used to listen to Stretch Armstrong show. I used to hear Charlamagne up there and shit, man. Come a long way and all that. Gotta show the kid a lot
That's
of love. He's been doing this thing. Word.
That's what it is. I appreciate that.
He's a Cowboys fan too, so I definitely rock with him.
I'm a Cowboys fan too. Dang.
Cowboys fan too. What's up with that?
See, I'll be watching Charlamagne the God and all that on the Twitter. You know what I mean? The all the Romo fans and all that.
Yeah, Romo Texas, baby.
Yes, sir. Peace to Charlamagne, man. He's been doing this thing for a long time, man. The dude deserves what he get, man. You know what I mean? He's on the ground, and you know, greatly appreciate it over here.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that.
For sure.
That's what it is, man. That's TDI. He definitely does all my intros. Artists coming from the BX, doing this one, too. That's my dude right there. Definitely salute. Yeah. Well, that's what it is. Charlamagne, the question at hand, you know, everybody, I don't think nobody really, really talked about it like that. You know what I'm saying? But the question was the whole situation that happened on 100.3, you know what I'm saying, when Beanie called into the show and talked about the whole diss song with Jay, what actually was the whole situation with that? Like, people been asking, like, you know, what exactly really happened? Because, you know, we don't like to listen to gossip. We want to hear from your mouth. What exactly happened?
I mean, I mean, you know, the interview happened on a Friday. They came in that Monday and told me that they wanted to move in another direction with the show. But, I mean, I already knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? I can't necessarily sit here and say that Jay-Z made that call, because I don't believe Jay-Z is even thinking about nothing like that. But I definitely believe that the powers that be around that situation, you know, definitely leaned on somebody at Radio 1, you know, to say, yo, you got to get this guy out of here. You know, this guy's out of control. He's killing us out of here. Because you got to think, I catch bodies. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whether it's Cassie or whoever, you know, whether it's a Lil Wayne or whatever, you know, I catch bodies. So it's like, when it comes to having a relationship with an artist or having a relationship with a jock, the radio company's going to pick the artist every time. So, you know, it is what it is. If I had to do it all over again, I would. Quick, fast, in a hurry. It wouldn't even be a question.
That's real talk. Because, you know, a lot of people, that's definitely fans of yours were very saddened and felt like it was unfair, you know what I'm saying, due to the fact because, you know what I'm saying, you've been grinding, you've been giving nothing but entertainment to the people. So, you know what I'm saying, but we just wanted to hear from your, you know what I'm saying, your point of view, what exactly happened, you know what I'm saying, because people can say all they want to, but it's different from hearing it from the person itself, you know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt.
You know, but on a positive tip, man, you're doing your thing on the internet, blowing it up, you know what I'm saying? And we're praying that, you know what I'm saying, that Hollywood picks it up and y'all have a sitcom and series, because Cass is definitely logging on every single day to look at the different episodes y'all got going on, because y'all are off the hook, for real.
You got to go check out what my man Duval just did to Natalie yesterday, Natalie from the Bad Girls Club. They was on the plane together yesterday. Actually coming to L.A. and like he caught a body. He murdered her. You gotta watch it. It's online right now. Just type in Little Duval and Natalie. It'll pop up everywhere. Like he murdered her.
Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you, fam.
Yo, follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/C2God. CTHAGOD. Log on to my website superdopemoves.com. And you know just. Everybody keep the positive energy coming. You know, we about to walk up into this meeting, so we definitely need some positive energy and some prayers, and hopefully we walk out of this one with a situation.
That's what it is, Solomon, man. We proud of you. We salute you. We want you to keep doing what you do, man, and we pray that they definitely, you know what I'm saying, sign that check, man, cut that check, man.
No,
y'all know what it is.
And anytime y'all need me on the show, just holler at me. Y'all know how to get in touch with me.
That's what it is. Definitely going. We need to have a segment and just have y'all come in there and talk y'all mess.
We have him on the Street Queen show, Keen. On the Street Queen.
Just let me know. Y'all be easy, all right?
All right, Sam.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
peace,
you.
Peace.
That's what it is, man. Y'all heard it first, man. Charlamagne was live on the line, you know what I'm saying, showing us love on Lush Radio Online. Who does that, man? Definitely I got to shout out my sister, the one and only Cookie NYC. Make sure y'all following her on Twitter. She definitely helped me out with those two interviews, First Lady L and the one and only Charlamagne Tha God. You know what I'm saying? And you know what, though? That dude is definitely doing his thing in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, coming from the Carolinas, from the South, and just taking the world by storm with his entertainment. And no matter, you know what I'm saying, you know, no matter what people try to do, he's still rising above it and doing his thing, man. You can't stop, you know what I'm saying, pure talent. You feel me? That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing, man. I'm definitely proud of him, and I'm definitely, you know, proud of the First Lady L and my girl NYC Cookie. She's doing her thing on the PR tip, you know, assistant to the one and only Sean Bless, super producer, Soul Diggers, you know what I'm saying? She's definitely doing her thing. You know, y'all need to holler at her and support her and follow her on Twitter. And my boy TDI NYC, he's doing his thing. He always got the hot intros for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we love Natalia, you know, and Natalia live in the building. So, guys, man, how did y'all feel about that, man? Charlamagne actually, you know what I'm saying, told us, you know, what happened with that whole situation, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy for people to fall into gossip, but it's better to hear from the person's mouth. You feel me?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely, but, you know, I'm definitely glad that he was able to come, man, because I know he a real busy dude, man. I would have had love to get, we got to get them again so Lil Duval and him can do a skit on the show and stuff. That'd be crazy.
Definitely.
that was dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Hell yeah. I think, yeah, a lot of people, I mean, I think they have a good following and they can hold your attention with the stuff, the antics and stuff.
They definitely off the hook, for real. TDI, how did you feel about that situation?
Yeah, I jumped in kind of late. On the whole interview with him and all that. But I mean, I'm not really too knowledgeable what's going on, what happened, how he got fired and all that, or what happened, whatever happened at the station. But the dude seemed really, really positive, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure they fucked that up, man. That's what they messed up on.
Yeah, definitely.
Passing up a dude like that, you crazy? Good dude.
For real, Charlamagne is a good dude, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know God don't like ugly, man, for real. So he gonna be shining. And those cats that wanted to be haters, they gonna get this, huh? For real. You know what I'm saying? So and salute to the guy Charlamagne. He's doing his thing. We definitely salute him, you know what I'm saying? And salute to my girl First Lady L. She's doing her thing, Jersey Girls, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the Latinas and man and Latin poppies out there that's holding it down. And you know, it's Ebony's birthday, man. Y'all, you know what it is.
Happy birthday, Ab, for real.
you should do a birthday freestyle for her, son.
Nah,
go ahead.
I'll probably mess it up, man. You see, I ain't gonna do that to her. I mess it up, man. But I'm gonna tell you, I owe her a birthday rhyme. I know that.
And you're not gonna do it, son. So you're not gonna do a rhyme though. I'm just saying.
You can't owe me a birthday rhyme.
You
gotta give
it to me.
I'm saying.
I'm gonna wait till next year. It'd be better.
Shit. Are you serious?
Yo, y'all got me all against the corner right now, man. Yo,
oh,
you can see this right now. I'm all against the corner.
Please.
Three females
please.
About to beat me up for a rhyme. Yo.
Please.
Where the positivity went, man?
Can I bought you a nightlight?
Wow, yeah, that's it.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Yo, hold up, Lush. I gotta give you props. You be having some official people on your show, man. Like First Lady L, homegirl's official also, man. She's one of the first people who ever hit me up on MySpace. And MySpace was first jumping.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to her. She used to be at my second home about a bank promoting every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to go over there and meet her, man. But link up with her.
Well, you know
yeah,
my birthday's next month. We trying to all go down to Jersey Girls and stuff.
I'm there.
And everything.
I'm there. I got to link up with Lushy Lush, the people's boy.
Yeah, he be playing. I was in New York. He ain't answer the phone. Look at
call
that, man.
At 4:30.
Yeah, he ain't answer. Shout out to people that don't answer their phones, huh?
Yeah, that's me. Subliminal shots. That's
me.
Yeah,
I was sleeping. He was sleeping.
Yeah, I was on a Saturday, man. Yo, I'm up. You call me on a Friday, I'm up till like 12 noon Saturday. But Saturdays, I'll be gone, man. I'll be tired.
All I can say is shout out to people that don't answer their phones, huh? Real talk.
I would like to second that. Shout
yo,
out
no, but I love TDI. TDI hold us down on Lush Radio Online. This dude calls on Street Queens, The Movement, and the regular shows. Dude is really supportive. He does the intros. I need y'all to support him on Twitter. Follow him, TDINYC. He's doing this thing on the rapping tip, on the reggaeton tip. He's doing. I mean, the dude's versatile. The dude's gifted, and I support him 100%. The ladies support him, for real,
thank
man.
You,
this
thank
dude's
y'all,
a good dude, for real. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Can
so
I
y'all need
you
to support.
Happy birthday! Yeah. If I can't get a song.
Yo, can we get a song?
Shot. Happy birthday.
So my voice is hoarse right now, son, because I'm sick,
huh?
But I'm let me get
you got the Debo voice on right now.
Let me get this to Ebony. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ebony. Happy birthday to you. I'm sick. Happy birthday.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Yo, how old are you?
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday. That's for you, man.
You on the spot. How old are you?
You when you rap for me, then that's when I'll tell you how old I am.
You know what I'm going to do?
Next year,
I'm going to
tell you how old I am.
All right. I'm going to get somebody to, I'm going to Twitter it, and I'm going to get somebody to call and ask you. You're going to have to answer it then.
It don't matter. Right. Don't matter. I ain't gonna tell him either,
because
I'm
gonna
say you part of the
TDI
crew.
Yo, are we still beefing about the rapping thing? Okay, so finally he says he's not gonna do it. So
I know. Now
you have to go into the studio. You have to cook something up real good for her, and you have to put it on Tweetroom or Tweet My Song, a dedicated birthday song for Ebony, because you're on the spot right now.
Exclusive Street Queens joint. That's what I gotta do.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need a Street Queen joint.
Oh, yeah,
we need Street Queen joint.
Yeah, definitely.
For real, we need that.
You got to get all of our names.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need everybody's name because, you know, Lush already got the intro. Well, I'm about to work on an outro, too. And she's going to get the Street Queen's joint, too. Probably going to get everything popping.
That's what it is, man.
Then we need one for the Hot or Not Friday.
Yeah, we do. Hot or Not Friday, definitely.
Hot or Not, yeah. With Future Girl and Ebenezia.
For y'all don't be hearing the intros and y'all see how talented this dude is. This dude, like, captivated, like, everything that I am into this one intro right here called I Wanna Rock Right Now beat. So I'm going to play this joint for y'all. If y'all haven't heard it, I don't know if Natalia heard it yet, but I'm going to let y'all hear this right here. This joint is TDI right here, son.
Right about now. Lush, talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush now. Block talk radio, listening Lush spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian prince, that CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
I mean, y'all heard that joint, man. Your dude is on fire, man. I don't know what he be thinking about, but he be on fire, son. Because when he be going in the studio and cooking up some stuff for me, man, I be just blown away. I be mad excited. He be like, son, I got something for you, son. I be mad anticipating, like mad excited and everything, man.
It's
was hot.
It's like Christmas.
You know?
I loved it.
Huh? That was hot right there. That man said, world domination, son. Domination, son. This is domination. You heard me? We taking over the internet. All internet radio, you must fear us right now, son. Because we is going in hard body, man. You hear me? We turned all the way up. We got official cast coming on, co-signing the cast. Man, come on, man. Who's doing this, man? Act like you know, baby. I'm feeling sick, and I'm still doing the show with the hottest co-host in the building. I got my man TDI, my girl Ebony, and my girl Natalia, man. Come on, man. All parts of the globe, baby. Y'all ain't know what it is. For real, man. So, guys, listen. I'm going to throw something out there, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying, passed and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? We going into March, man. What is y'all plans, you know what I'm saying, for March and everything, you know what I'm saying? And actually, before that, man, did y'all file y'all taxes? Did any of y'all owe any money or y'all getting money back?
Hey, yo, nah, I'm waiting on them shit to come in now, yeah? Boy, I'm waiting for that shit to come in right now.
For real, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Did y'all file, you still waiting on your W-2, Sam?
No, I filed already, it's over.
Are you filed already? Ebony, you filed already?
Who?
You. You filed already?
Yes, I filed.
You filed already, Natalia?
No.
Some people be waiting, and they want that summer money, that's what.
No, honestly, I set my income tax. I always just sit on it, and like throughout the years, as like emergencies or like my car repairs come up, that's what I use to pay my shit. I'm not gonna be running buying all types of shit in the 3 weeks. Your money gone.
That's what it is, man.
But I also get my baby dad's income tax too, so that I spend that on the kids. But
wow,
that's what it is. That's what it is too. I wish I could get some of that shit. Well, I wish I could get some of that. But, dude, all them people that file their income tax early, you know what I'm saying, man? I seen people shopping up a storm, man. People been shopping up.
Going out to eat, girl.
Girl, they going out.
I'm getting mine back in 6 weeks. I'm not. Who pays
$700? We need to start saving some of this money, man, because it's going. You got to save that rainy day money, man. You know, God forbid anything happen, we need that money, you know, on standby. You know, for real, I think what we need to start doing is, like, every time we do get, like, our income taxes, we can at least save, like, at least $2,000. If you're getting, like, $2,000 or $1,500 or whatever you're getting, even save, like, even if it's $500, save, like, $500. Next year, save another $500. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, save something out of it so you can have something in your bank account. And, you know what I'm saying? If you want to splurge, if you're getting, like, $5,000 or you're getting, like, $2,000. Spend like $500 of it, right? But spend it on something that you really, really need. You know what I'm saying? And then you're like, okay, I did my spending, and the rest of the money, put it in your savings account. Because you're getting paychecked. You know what I'm saying? We need to start saving this money because it always could be a rainy day. Because I still don't understand how we can go through, I mean, not to say that we can't do it, but people go through $5,000 in like 2 days.
People who never had $5,000, though.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Why?
Yo, my cousin just told me, she said, give me an hour, I could spend $5,000.
Damn, if you had a
towel,
hell yeah. There'd be mad shit you don't even need in your room.
Exactly. He's like, what the hell did I go out and buy?
Man, I blew $5,000
for no reason.
With $5,000, I walk in Best Buy, it's over. LED in the room, everything. Things I don't even need to be in here, B.
Okay, super surround system. You already got a surround system. You want a super
surround
system now.
$5,000 would definitely go in Best Buy because, you know, you buying surround sound, plasma TVs, flat screens, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, that'll definitely go. But remember when we used to have a $100 bill and a $100 bill used to be something? Remember that?
Remember when a dollar used to be something?
Dude, $100 bill is like a dollar now. It's like, it's gone.
$100 bill was something like in the 80s, man. In the 80s, $100 bill was, yo, you found $100 bill. Remember the small face one?
He said the small face one.
Yo, I'll be still looking at that bill like it's different. When I see that bill, I'll be like, oh, I ain't spending this one. Put this away,
okay.
You
really, really need it.
You'd be like, yo, I ain't spending that. You crazy. That shit is what's up right there. I'm going to save this one.
Shit, man. I remember, man, you know what I'm saying? You can actually go out on a date. Remember when you could have went on a date for, like, not even, like, you could have went on a date with, like, $20 or so, right? $20 or $40. Now, son, $100 won't even cover a good date, son. Real talk.
Nah, but I think it's all because times change, and I guess women expect more on a date, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't just take a girl to a movie and then cheap ass Popeyes after that. Yeah, I'm a simple nigga, man. We gonna go to the movie, we going to BBQ's after that, man. That's it. We can drink there, we can do whatever.
Hey, look, you gotta choose. You wanna do dinner or you wanna do a movie?
BBQ's
is nah, I got Blu-ray. I got a 42-inch in my room with a Blu-ray player. What you want? We go to my crib, watch the movie.
I already got the DVD.
I'm about to say, I got the bootleg, man. We ain't going to
I got official Blu-rays. Like, Blu-rays, you can't bootleg. So, you know, them shit is hot death. So, I make up shit like, yo, you ever seen this movie? A Blu-ray? They'd be like, no. No kid for you.
You,
on,
gotta go.
That,
You tell us a total different experience on TDI.
Yo, you're gonna be cheap. You gotta be cheap the right way, man. You just can't just be blurting out. Oh, I ain't going to the movies. Pick one. You gotta say shit like, yo, listen, you ever seen? You know, lure them into the trap, and there'd be ways that you could be cheap and not show it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, you ever seen this on Blu-ray, son? It's a whole new experience.
Well,
and look, and we ain't even gotta go anywhere because I got the DVD player in my car.
You drive around and watch the movie.
She said a DVD player in your car. Whoa.
How about take them to a fancy? You could take them to a fancy restaurant, then y'all can watch the bootleg inside the restaurant. So you have dinner and a movie at the same time. Yeah.
Wow. That's foul.
Wow. That's crazy, son. What'd you say?
My
cousin got one for y'all.
What'd
you
say?
No. What'd you say? He said, watch the DVD in the drive-thru.
Oh, man. That is
like it's a driver. That's how we move.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Oh, yo, my stomach hurts.
No. What was that? What was
that? She said, like, son, we want, we want to supersize that along with watching the Blu-ray. Supersize that.
And then they ask you, are you going to eat this in the car? Should we back it in the car? Or are you...
What's up? Hey, Haiti Blues. Shout out to Haiti Blues that was in the chat room with us and everything, man. We talking about, you know what I'm saying, how times have changed, you know what I'm saying? We had First Lady L, salute to her. Salute to our sponsors, Capital Custom, definitely held us down with the free hip-hop shirts in the Queens event that went down, man. That joint was hot. They had Liaison, Charlie Clips, Doggy Diamonds was in the building, Forbes DVD, all them cats was definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? We Lethal Lips, China Doll, everybody was definitely showing mad love. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the pictures on Facebook and all over. But you know what I'm saying? Right now we was talking about, you know what I'm saying, how times have changed with the money and taking somebody out on a date. You know what I'm saying? Like before, you could take somebody on a date with not that much money. Now it's like, yo, like, you looking at this $100 bill, like, what I'm going to do with this $100? Like, you got to really budget this $100 bill, son. Like, son, like when you meet the chick, you like, look, man, I only got $100, yo. So we're going to have to work this out. Like, can we come to an agreement?
Or you going to put half?
Are we going Dutch?
Are we going Dutchy? Like, yo,
hey, this is our first day. I don't know you. We going Dutch, right?
Are we going Dutch or... Or like, I mean, because
we're going to share a conversation and split the bill.
For real? Because, like, I need to use, like, 50 to, like, pay a bill. So, like, I just got $50, yo. What's good?
Got to pay the Boost Mobile.
Okay, or you don't want to go out this week. I'll get you in 2 weeks. I'll get you in 2 weeks. I want to take you out, but...
Yo, I really
want to
wine and dine you, but, like, I really got, like, 50... Half is like for my laundry, like real talk, son. It's dirty clothes or take you out, son. I think I need to wash my clothes. That's real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
TDIS, messed up, man.
Shout out to the cats that got money, you know what I'm saying, to really, you know what I'm saying, take their women out on dates. And definitely do their thing, man. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the cats that don't got money and they got the size between washing their clothes or taking a girl out, man. For real. Shout out to y'all, man. For real. You gotta wash your clothes, man.
Yeah.
I hope you wash your clothes.
Yeah, sure.
I hope you wash your clothes, huh? I hope you're not wearing your clothes for like a whole week straight, huh? For real, to save bread. For real. I hope
you take them off and they stand straight up.
For real. Shit, man. Let's wash our clothes, man. For real, PSA, you need to wash your clothes because we don't want to smell a stench, okay? Wash your clothes. Thank you. And that's a PSA from Lush Radio Online. Wash your clothes and brush your teeth because we don't want to smell halitosis. Holler at your girl.
Oh, you look crazy.
That's the 784.9 in medical billing terms.
Real talk, but you know what I'm saying? Final thoughts for the people, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Life is good. Life is love. No matter what kind of situations you're into, or no matter what hater comes in your life, sometimes your biggest haters are basically people that love you. And sometimes the people that hold us back are sometimes ourselves, because sometimes we're the worstest critic. Sometimes we critique ourselves harder than other people do. And the only person that can really hold you back in life is yourself. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, you can continue to keep winning. Sometimes life throws you a curveball, but understand you're in charge of the direction it goes in. So make sure that you keep God first and you stay focused in life. And those are my positive words for today, but I'm going to throw it to the people that are live in me and rocking with me, the one and only TDI and Natalia and Ebony, and I want them to give you some final thoughts for the people out there that are listening to Lush Radio Online. TDI, you want to go ahead and tell people something, Sam? Oh, let the birthday girl. Go ahead, birthday girl.
In 7 more hours, I'm not going to feel this special anymore because it's going to be gone tomorrow.
Oh, you got to make us all sad and stuff, dog. Come on now.
I just basically want to just say, you know, in life, just like you said, Lush, you know, we are the only people that can keep us down. You know what I'm saying? And that's just because we're in control of our destiny. So, you know, basically everybody that comes onto the show, it's like a repetitious delivery. You know, it's always brand your name, always build your team. It's always, you know, don't let nobody tell you that you can't do anything, you know. But, you know, you do have to make your own lane. You can't follow after people. What you can do is you can learn from people. You can look from their mistakes, and you can do something different. You necessarily don't have to go walk in people's shoes in order to know what it is that you're supposed to be doing, be it right or wrong. And, you know, believe in God. Have you some foundation, you know, believe in God, trust, build that faith, and have that relationship, you know, and know that with God all things are possible. So that's all I want to say. And shout out to Lush and TDI and Natalia for spending my birthday online with me.
Happy birthday. We love you, Benicia.
Love you. That was so like.
I love you too. Oh,
hey, I feel missed. She like yellow. For Lush. I feel missed, like, a little bit like yellow, like. Woohoo! You know what I'm saying? Natalia, you got some final thoughts for the people, Natalia?
Just, you know, be real, love each other, and just like, you know, quit chasing happiness. Sometimes you gotta realize happiness, you know, gotta realize what makes you happy around you. I want to say happy birthday to Ebenisha. You have a wonderful evening. Hope it's special. It gets more special. I love you, Lush.
Yeah,
I love you.
Keep it simple. Everybody strap up, please. That's my PSA.
For real. Make sure you use
smoke and stay at home.
And use dental dams also by going downtown. Going downtown. But anyway.
Yes, downtown.
You said it. Lush, you said use a what?
A dental dam. So this is a Lush Radio PSA. If you don't know what a dental dam is a flavory type substance. It's almost like a tongue condom. You use that if you're on female or male on female. And if you just feel like, I'm not sure about this woman and I'm not sure about her vagina, I'm going to put it on my tongue. Therefore, I will go downtown, okay? I want to go downtown with my dental dam, okay? So go to dental dam or go to the clinic and pick up some dental dam. PSA, don't let you
know. If you got to use a dental dam, you don't need to be doing anything with her.
Yeah, if you have to use a dental dam, sometimes people want to do that and some people don't. But if you really feel like you're really, really secure about this person, then, hey, go deep full blast with nothing on. That's Radio Online.
You are crazy.
Yo, we wilding out right now, son.
TDR, what you got to say to
yo, TDR, what you got to say to the people?
I said that right there, nothing, man.
No, you got to say something.
Yo, man, just stay positive. Keep your tongue out of all the fire and then just be careful, man. After what Lush said, man, you know, be careful, man. That's it. Be careful. Be safe. It's not even about being positive. It's about being safe.
For real. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's saying be safe. Everybody's saying strap up. So make sure you strap up, man. And, you know, if you feel like you're unsure about that person that you're about to encounter with, because sometimes we get in situations where, you know what I'm saying, we liable. Sometimes we do the one-night stand or whatever, but I don't implore y'all to do that, but if you are, please strap up, man. Please strap up because we have a lot of killers out here. We're not even, if they're not a killer, we got AIDS, we got syphilis, we got all kinds of stuff going on out here, man. And there's some things that can't be cured, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of people that die every single day from different situations. So make sure that you guys stay safe out there. We implore that. And for those people that are drinking, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even though this is during the week, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of early, you know what I'm saying? But if you are drinking, and you are drinking, please be safe, you know what I'm saying? For real. And you know what I'm saying? Don't drink and drive. Strap up, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that, you know what I'm saying, you stay safe and surround yourself with positive people, you know what I'm saying? Teamwork makes the dream work. And please, the people that support you, make sure you support them and love them as they love you. And that's what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, man. For real. You know, my cousin says she got some final words for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Representing the New York area, BK in the building. You already know what it is. Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm feeling sick, and that's why I'm down here in Maryland. But happy birthday to the birthday girl,
Thank
F.
Thank you.
The show. I could not sleep because she's loud. But but I just wanted to say, I guess the final words would be just like lift as we climb. Like my cousin over here has something good and everybody is very supportive, but just understand that, you know, just stick together regardless of how hard things may come at times, you know, keep your head on the overall goal and then everything will be great, you know. So just lift as you climb, you know, one person make it, y'all all make it, you know? That's all I gotta say. Thank you. Good night.
That's what's up.
Right. That's my cousin right there, man. We all sick in here, man. Stay sick.
Oh,
doing shows, huh?
Is that my
Eastern
sister?
Huh?
Why she ain't crazy?
Is that my
like
Eastern
you?
Sister? Why she ain't crazy like me, son? You don't know her yet. we gonna ride up to BK. You gonna see what's good, but. But you know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody out there. Future Google 100, DTFM underscore bitch, Natalia, Ebony, TDI, everybody that definitely supports the whole movement. Ashley, Emma, First Lady L, Charlamagne, everybody, man. K Slay, Kid Capri, DJ Scratch, NYC, Cookie NYC, everybody, man. We in the building, and my throat is dry right now, so that means that we got signed off quick before I can't talk. So, but you already know what it is. Your girl, Leshy Lesh, live in the building. I love y'all, man. Y'all already know what it is. This song is dedicated to y'all. Keep winning, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, shout out to Archie Eversoul. Keep winning. Don't let nobody tell you can't do nothing, because you are doing something. That's why you're here, and God has blessed you, and he has something ready for you, and he has your blessings to come. So even if you're going through hard times, God said those who endure to the end shall be blessed in the end. So don't worry about those wolves in sheep clothing, because you're shining, and they're going to see you shining. You feel me? Keep winning. We out. Later.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me.
Well, I'm on top, look at me now. Left a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.